74. It was exactly the size of a box of 24 Monte Cristo Havana cigars, for that had been its contents, before Renounce's chief engine room artificer and the gunnery lieutenant had set to work on it. It lay on the centre of Captain Joyce's desk, while the artificer explained its purpose to the respectful audience that stood around him. "It's very simple," started the artificer in an accent that was as bracing as the fragrance of heather and Highland whisky. "It would have to be," commented Flynn O'Flynn, "for Bessie to understand it. All you do is lift the lid." The artificer suited action to the words, and even Flynn craned forward to examine the contents of the cigar box. Packed neatly into it were six yellow sticks of gelignite, looking like candles wrapped in greaseproof paper. There was also the flat, dry cell battery from a bull's-eye lantern, and a travelling clock in a pigskin case. All of these were connected by loops and twists of fine copper wire. Engraved in the metal of the clock base were the words, "To my dear husband Arthur, with love, Iris, Christmas 1914. Captain Arthur Joyce stilled a sentimental pang of regret with the thought that Iris would understand. "Then," said the artificer, clearly enjoying the hold he had on his audience, "you wind the knob on the clock." He touched it with his forefinger. "Close the lid." He closed it. "Wait 12 hours, and boom!" The enthusiasm with which the Scotsman simulated an explosion blew a fine spray of spittle across the desk, and Flynn withdrew hurriedly out of range. "Wait 12 hours? Asked Flynn, dabbing at the droplets on his cheeks. "Why so long?"
"I ordered a 12-hour delay on the fusing of the charge," Joyce answered the question. "If Mr. Owl Smith is to gain access to the Blucher's magazines, he will have to infiltrate the native labour gangs engaged in transferring the explosives. Once he is a member of the gang, he might find difficulty in extricating himself and getting away from the ship after he has placed the charge. I am sure that Mr. Owl Smith would be reluctant to make this attempt unless we could ensure that there is time for him to escape from Blucher when his efforts, he sought the correct phraseology, come to fruition." Joyce was pleased with this speech, and he turned to Sebastian for endorsement. "Am I correct in my assumption, Mr. Oldsmith?" Not to be outdone in verbosity, Sebastian pondered his reply for a second. 5 hours of death-like sleep curled in Rose's arms had refreshed his body and sharpened his wit to the edge of a Toledo steel blade. "Indubitably," he replied and beamed in triumph.